life again, given the number of people in her family who relied on her for every little thing. 2 weeks that she would have all this fabulousness to create art, painting the images of the beauty around her that lived in her head, experiencing the artist's life she'd once dreamed about. To be someone other than mother, ex-wife, daughter, employee. To be all by herself. Well, her dog Duchess had come, but Duchess was old and blind and practically deaf. She would sleep all day. So, yes, all by herself, for the first time in years. Julie knew that was important to Amy and had helped her plan this getaway. Julie's family owned this luxury, so she could pull all the strings to make this magic happen for Amy. So, there was no way that a man should be standing in the kitchen. Perhaps even more urgent, there was no way Amy was going to be able to fight him wearing a bathrobe as thick and cozy as a sheepskin rug, with her hair wrapped in a towel. Speaking of which, if she didn't take that towel off and put some product in her hair in the next 5 minutes, it would dry frizzy and weird, and she could not have that. She had also decided to go for a bohemian vibe during her 2-week retreat, more elastic, less underwire. She folded her arms across her chest and said in her most authoritative tone, a tone that, let's be honest, worked less and less on her family these days, but it was all she had, "I'm not leaving." The man, whose name she had yet to learn, picked up one of the apples she'd brought and said, rather too calmly, given the circumstance,
"Neither am I."
How had such a horrendous mistake been made? When Amy had first wandered into the kitchen and seen this tall, trim man in cargo shorts and a Houston Astros t-shirt and wearing his baseball hat backward, she'd been so startled she'd shrieked. He had likewise been startled, and at the very same moment, he'd yelped like someone had goosed him and dropped the sandwich he was holding.
"Oh, no,"
he said, staring down at it.
It was the sandwich that had thrown her off and kept her from lunging for a knife. She couldn't imagine that someone intent on killing her or robbing the house would take the time to make a sandwich, much less bend down to clean up the mess. She'd assumed he was a maintenance man, but before she could voice her guess, he guessed that she was the housekeeper.
"Excuse me?"
"Okay,"
he'd said, clearly excusing her. Amy remembered in that moment that Ryan, her ex-husband, had urged her to bring a gun.
"You need to protect yourself,"
he'd said, hitching up his pants.
"I'd protect you if I was going..."
"No chance," she'd said, with a side eye for him. "And you know how much I hate guns."
"This is the thing about you, Amy. You lump all guns into a single category."
"Goodbye, Ryan," Amy had said.
That was the great thing about being 52, divorced, and menopausal. Amy didn't feel nearly as compelled to stick around and give men a chance to mansplain like she had when she was younger. The moment Ryan started talking nonsense was the moment she started walking.
Back to this guy.
"I don't know what is going on here, but I have this house for 2 weeks."
"So do I."
He put the remains of the sandwich in the trash.
"That's not possible. Julie lent it to me," Amy said.
"I don't know who Julie is, but I rented it from Sam."
And therein lay the problem.
"Oh my God,"
Amy said immediately. Sam was Julie's sister, and together they'd taken over the family lake house when their parents moved to a high-rise condominium in Dallas. The Kleinhoffs weren't ready to give the place up. It still made for a great family staycation spot, but they didn't like it sitting idle either. Julie and Sam decided to list it on all the vacation house rental websites in the new year. But Amy seemed to remember that Julie and Sam had argued about it because Sam felt like they were leaving money on the table by waiting until the new year. Sam apparently had jumped the gun.
"I'll get Sam on the phone right now, and we'll clear this up,"
the guy said, and pulled a phone from his shorts pocket.
"No, I'll get Julie on the phone, and we'll clear this up."
Amy grabbed her phone from the pocket of her